Today's message for Friday 21st of January, 2022. The topic for today is Be a Blessing at All Times. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did, Acts 9 verse 36. Success is never an accident. It is usually the result of what we do regularly. Consistency is the mother of achievement. Another thing we must do at all times in order to turn out a success is to consistently be a blessing to others. We are created to be a blessing to the world around us. You are not created to be a liability. You are ordained to be a positive influence wherever you find yourself. Everything God does for you and in you is to enable you become a blessing to others. Besides, you should endeavor to be a blessing because it is your own path to a good and fulfilling life. When you are a blessing to others, you are sowing seeds that will germinate and bring forth benefits for you in time to come. Dorcas was a blessing to everyone. She was full of good works, caring for both young and old. Virtually every widow in town had a coat or garment that Dorcas made for her. Yet, Dorcas was not a rich woman, showing us that being a blessing has more to do with the willingness of the heart than the size of our pocket. It so happened that Dorcas died an untimely death. But because she was the darling of everybody, all the people were in agreement that she must return back to life to continue being a blessing to them. They sent for Apostle Peter, who came and prayed her back to life. When you are a blessing to others, you are actually doing yourself a favor. Being a blessing to others puts you just one step away from success. Receive grace today to be a consistent blessing to others. Further Bible reading. Acts 9 verse 36 to 42. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.